أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. And remember when Ibrahim was raising the foundations of the house, and so was Ismail, praying, "Our Lord, accept from us. Surely you alone are the hearer, the knower." We are into the verse number 127 of Suratul Baqarah. Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salam is mentioned. In the previous verse, his dua was mentioned that make this place, Makkah Mukarrama, a place of aman and security. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did make Makkah Mukarrama a haram, protection, security. Allah said, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِّن لَّدُنَّا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We gave them haram which was full of aman. Ibrahim alayhi salam also made dua, وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Nasafi said, there were no fruits and no vegetation, farming fields and yards around Makkah Mukarrama. Allah accepted dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and all types of fruits have been arriving in Makkah Mukarrama since beginning of times. Man amana minhum billahi wal yawmil akhir. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, give the fruits to those who believe. He thought that just as imamat is for man amana, so rizq will be for man amana and who believe as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who disbelieve, I will give them thamarat as well. Because rizq is for everyone, whether they believe or not believe. Allah said, kullan numiddu ha'ula'i wa ha'ula'i min ata'i rabbik. Wama kana ata'u rabbika mahzura. Allah helps and assists everyone, those who believe, those who don't believe. Then in this verse now, Allah is mentioning the construction of Ibrahim alayhi salam for Ka'batullah Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salam is said to have raised the foundations of the house. Raf'ul Qawa'id. Note over here that Ibrahim alayhi salam was just raising the foundation. He was not laying the foundations. This is because the house of Allah existed long, long before Ibrahim alayhi salam. Either from the time of Adam alayhi salam, in fact, some historians go back to the time before Adam alayhi salam as well. They say it was first built by the angels. One poet says, "Bana bayta rabbil arshi ashrun fakhudhumu malaikatullahi al-kiramu wa adamu fashishun wa ibrahimu thumma amaliqu qusayyun quraishun qabla hadhayn jurhumu wa abdul ilahi ibn al-zubayr bana kadha bina'ul hajjaji wa hadha mutammimu." 10 of those who constructed Kaaba, not just renovated it, but constructed it right from scratch. Number 1, Malaika. Number 2, Adam. Number 3, Shees. Number 4, Ibrahim. Number 5, Amalika. And 6, Qusay. 7, Quraysh. And 8, before these two, Jurhum. And 9, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And 10, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf Thaqafi. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was raising the foundations. Raising foundation means to build on the foundation, because when you build on the foundation, the building is raised and it becomes tall after it was short. So the foundations of Baytullah Sharif had concealed. Some say that when Tufan flood of Nuh alayhi salam came, Baytullah Sharif was also destroyed and washed away. So only foundations were left, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel Amin alayhi salam and showed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam where the foundations were. So he opened them up, removed out all the soil, and then he constructed Ka'batullah Sharif on it. Min al-bayt, of the house, meaning the Kaaba in the city of Makkah, Mukarrama. It is called al-bayt, and as it's mentioned in other places as well, a very high antiquity must be assigned to the main features of the religion of Makkah. Tradition represents the Kaaba as from the immemorial the scene of pilgrimage from all quarters of Arabia. So extensive a homage must have had its beginnings in an extremely remote age. In another place, Tafsir Majidi narrates from some of the writers that the Temple of Mecca was a place of worship and in singular veneration with the Arabs from great antiquity and many centuries before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SPD page 182. So, Baytullah over here indicates towards Ka'batullah Sharif. No other bayt. This is the bayt which is mentioned. So they were raising the foundations from there and saying, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Our Rabb, accept from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, all-knowing. You hear everything, you know everything. Taqabbal minna, Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran writes that taqabbal is from taqabbala yataqabbalu, which means to accept something with a little bit of takalluf. And qabool is to accept without any hesitation. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, even though our deeds are not worthy of presenting in your courtyard, and you might be reluctant to accept them, but please accept our deed from us. This humble deed which we are doing by constructing your house. So when you construct a mosque for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must make this dua, that we are doing the construction, but it's from you, O our Rabb, and you hear and you know. Meaning, you hear our prayers and you know what's in our hearts. So we have a good intention. Please accept from us. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. O our Lord, make us both submissive to you and of from our progeny, a community submissive to you, and show us our rights and relent towards us. Indeed, you alone are relenting, merciful. Part of the prayer of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salam is mentioned over here. Notice the remarkable humility in the prayers of these great Anbiya alayhimu salawatu wa tasliman. They are saying, O our Rabb, make us submissive, muslimayni laka. They were Muslims already. Nasafir says that muslimayni here means mukhlisayni laka, sincere in our obedience to you. And or number two, it could mean mustaslimayni yani khadi'ayni, humble in our efforts. Tafsir Khazin writes, fil mustaqbil, that it's regarding future, that we are submitting now, but in future as well, we want to remain submissive to you. Or perhaps they were asking for increase in their faith and in their yaqeen and iman and belief. So, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And from our progeny as well, a nation which is submissive to you. Our progeny, it seems that he means the Arabs, sons of Ismail. This is what Ibn Kathir has narrated from Suddi. Ibn Jarir was of the opinion that it includes Arab and non-Arabs, all of them, because Bani Israel were also from Zurriyat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as were Bani Ismail. However, Ibn Kathir supports the first view, and he says that this is regarding Arabs only, min Zurriyatina, because the dua is by Ibrahim and Ismail both. And this is why following verse comes, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. And if he yani fi bani Ismail, fil Arab. And Allah said in another place, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم. And أميين is the title of the Arabs, the unschooled, unlettered people. Indication is towards محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in the رسولا منهم. So, وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا, meaning from our progeny of Ismail alayhi salam, and the Arabs, make a nation who is also submissive to you. Ibn Kathir narrates over here that this dua is something which is desirable, because Allah Pak taught us to make dua for our children as well. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is a great prophet of Allah, and he is also making this dua that my children should remain submissive to you and on this deen of submission and Islam. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا, and show us our places of worship. مَنَاسِكَنَا is plural of mansak, which means al-muta'abbad. This is why an abid worshipper is called nasik. So our places of worship. Khazin says, "Yani shara'i'a dinina wa a'lama hajjina," that show us our places of performance of hajj and practices of our deen and our shari'at. Ibn Abbas is reported to have said that Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam came and showed Ibrahim the places of his nusuk and ibadat in Mina, Jamarat, Muzdalifa, Arafah, where a haji goes and performs these rites. So show us our manasik and places of worship, where we have to go and what type of worships we do. Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran states that both Anbiya alayhimu salam had this imani firasat, this understanding through their iman, that when Allah told us to make this house, then there should be some special ibadat to go with it as well. So they prayed, whatever special worship we have to do over here, teach us that worship as well. And Allah did tell them, وَطَحِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلْطَائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. So they knew that tawaf has to be done over here and ruku sujood have to be done over here as well. But on top of that, there must be something else. So they prayed for that, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا and وَتُوبَ عَلَيْنَا. O Allah, relent towards us. If we make any mistake in this construction, or any mistake previously, or any mistake in future in your worship, then please be kind to us and turn towards us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. They also realized that this worship should be done by our children as well. So they made their second dua for their children as well, that make them Muslims and submissive to Allah as well. And thirdly, they made dua for the special prophet to be sent among them, because they might have read in their suhuf, which were given to Suhuf Ibrahim, that a special prophet will be sent as well. So they said that, O Allah, make that special prophet from our children who would guide our children as well. And yatlu alayhim ayatik wa yuallimuhumul kitab wal hikma wa yuzakkihim, who will perform the four duties as mentioned. Tafsir Majidi narrates that a Muslim and submissive nation was raised from the Ismaili tribe, Ismailis, the Arabs, and they were not from the cousins, their cousins, the Israelites. He writes that, compare again the words of Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, Jesus upon whom be peace, who said, verily I say the son of Abraham was Ismail, from whom must be descended the Messiah promised to Abraham, that in him should all tribes of the earth be blessed. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Verse number 129. Our Lord, raise from among them a messenger who will recite to them your revelations and will teach them the book and wisdom and will cleanse them. Surely you alone are mighty and wise. رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. A significant point to note over here is that Rasul is singular, not plural. They did not say Rasulan, many messengers, one messenger. And this messenger, historical facts say that there was only one prophet among the children of Ismail who was making this dua along with Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that one prophet is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the indication of Rasulam minhum is towards Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is why Ibn Kathir narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim wa bushra Isa wa ru'ya ummi allati ra'at wa kadhalika ummahatun nabiyina yarayna. In another riwayat, أَضَاءَ لَهَا مِنْهُ قُصُورُ الشَّامِ. I am the prayer of my father Ibrahim, the glad tidings given by Isa, and the dream of my mother which she saw. And similarly, the mothers of prophets do see dreams regarding their children before they are born. Another riwayat, حَيْثُ أَضَاءَ لَهَا مِنْهُ قُصُورُ الشَّامِ. In that dream, the palaces of Sham lit up before her. In another riwayat, إِنِّي لَمَكْتُوبٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ وَإِنَّ آدَمْ لَمُنْجَدِلٌ فِي طِينَتِهِ وَسَأُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَوَّلِ ذَلِكَ أَنَا دَعْوَةُ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. I was noted down as seal of the prophets, and while Adam was still placed on the ground in his soil, the soul had not entered in his body. And I will inform you regarding my beginning. I am the dua of my father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Meaning the previous scriptures had also mentioned Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam knew about it. And he made dua for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Isa alayhi salam, being the final prophet among the Israelites, gave a special glad tiding and good news regarding Muhammadur Rasulullah. When he said words similar to saying that, know that from among our cousins, the Ismailites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise a prophet, and his attributes were mentioned in there as well. So Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam gave good news. Quran said, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. I am confirming what is before me from Tawrat, and I am giving you good news of a Rasul to come after me whose name will be Ahmad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had both names, Muhammad and Ahmad. So he, to him is the reference in that verse. And Waru'ya Ummi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother saw the dream that a special nur came out of her and it spread around the globe, and the palaces of Sham lit up because of that nur and light. Palaces of Sham, Ibn Kathir says, because maybe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's religion, Islam, settled in Sham and spread from there during the time of Khulafa'i Rashideen. So, and during the latter times, before Qiyamah, that is where things will happen. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will descend and many things will happen there. So maybe this is why the Sham Mahallat were shown to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother. Yatlu alayhim ayatika, meaning recites to them the verses exactly as they are revealed to him, and it completely. He doesn't miss out anything, reserve anything. He recites everything that you reveal to him. Yatlu alayhim ayatika, four duties of this messenger are mentioned over here. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and he will teach them the book. The book which you send down, he won't just deliver it to them, he will also explain them. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah said, we sent down this reminder to you so that you explain to them what is revealed to them. So Rasulullah taught the Sahaba and his Ummat the meanings of the book. Ahadith are the best explanation of Qur'ani ayat and verses. And wal hikmata, teaches them hikmat. Hikmat means wisdom. So over here, divine wisdom is meant, that he will also be able to unravel to the elect of his people the deeper significance of the divine wisdom, and will initiate them in the profundities of spirit and the subtleties of the soul. He will on this account be known as an exponent of the divine wisdom. And fourthly, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, he will cleanse them, purify them by his will, by his words and deeds, precept and practice. And he will raise and uplift the moral tone of his people. He will cleanse them of the vice and immorality, and will make them pious and godly. He will in this capacity be called the divine reformer and the lawgiver. He will be a representative of God with men, and will be endowed with a personality of his own, a personality so full and wonderful achievements in this respect as to rest even from unfriendly observers. So this is mentioned by Tafsir Majidi. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, indeed you are powerful over everything, and Hakim, mighty, wise in everything you do. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Verse number 130. And who would forsake the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam except for a person who befools himself? And surely we chose him in this world, we selected him in this world, and surely he in the hereafter shall be among the righteous ones. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Ma'arif al-Quran states that in the previous verses, a general mention of Millat Ibrahimi was made. And now a detailed mention of his millat and his religion is explained over here, that he was a man of Tawheed and monotheistic religion. And he submitted himself to the instructions given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any hesitation. He was an embodiment of taslim and inqiyad and submission and humility and accepting all the instructions. By these words, Allah is refuting the claims of Yahud and Nasara, who said Ibrahim was ours, and of Mushrikeen, who said Ibrahim was ours. So Allah is saying that Ibrahim was not yours. He was a man of submission, total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in Ibrahim as your leader, but you don't follow in his footstep. You don't submit yourself as he did submit to himself to Allah. Allah said in another place in Al-Imran, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So he was free from shirk. And in many verses this is mentioned, إِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. إِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينِ. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ اجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. So Allah is saying, no one can turn away from this religion of Ibrahim, the pure monotheistic religion, except a person who befools himself, meaning who doesn't ponder over the result of his turning away, and who loses himself, suffers a great loss. Safiha nafsahu, safah literally means ignorance and weakness in opinion. So a person who is weak in opinion, who is ignorant, and who makes himself a fool, will leave the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Safiha nafsahu, who makes a fool of himself, meaning this can be explained by a riwayat which says, man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu. Whoever recognizes his nafs has recognized his Rabb. Meaning whoever recognizes the humility, the disability, the weakness, and the perishing of his own nafs will recognize his Rabb with izzat and honor and power and might and baqa and eternity. That my Rabb is eternal and everything belongs to him. So whoever doesn't realize this, then he will turn away from the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Ibrahim was a chosen personality, and we should follow the chosen personalities and stay on their track. And وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He was chosen for nabuwat, risalat, vilayat, imamat, khuldat. He was made Khalilullah, and he was from the salihin in the akhirat, and he will be from the pious personalities. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Rabb said to him, O Ibrahim, submit yourself. And he said, I submit to the Rabb of رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of the universe. Submit yourself, Tafsir Khazin says, يعني استقيم على الإسلام وثبت عليه. Ibn Abbas said, Allah said this to him when he took dalil after observing the stars and the moon and the sun, and then explaining to his people that Allah is one and he should only be worshipped. So at that time Allah said to him, Aslim. And he said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And Ibrahim enjoined the same to his sons, and so did Yaqub, saying, O my sons, so surely Allah has chosen for you the religion, so do not die except as you are Muslims. Ibrahim and Yaqub both gave these same instructions to their children. Yaqub alayhi salam is named Yaqub likathrati aqibihi, because he had plenty of progeny and children. Some say because he was born as a twin brother whose other name is Is, and they are both sons of Ishaq. So Is was born first and then Yaqub. So and Aqib means to follow. So Yaqub alayhi salam, a great prophet. Ibn Kathir writes that it seems that Yaqub alayhi salam was also born in the during the life of Sayyiduna Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salam. Because in the good news given to Sarah, the words are فَبَشَّرْنَهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبِ. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam all made the same wasiyyat, that you know, the same about following the deen of Allah and submitting. They said فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Allah has selected this religion for you. Do not die except as Muslims, meaning remain steadfast on Islam, so when your death approaches, you go from here with Islam as well. مخلصون فلا تمو مسلمون يعني مؤمنون مخلصون محسنون الظن بالله. The Yahud used to say that our religion is the best religion, and our forefather Yaqub, Israel, which is his second name, told us never to leave Judaism no matter what happens, so we will only die as with Judaism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rejecting, refusing this claim of theirs by saying am kuntum shuhada id hadara yaqub al maut id qala li banihi ma ta'budun min ba'di qalu na'budu ilahaka wa ilaha abaika ibrahim wa isma'il wa ishaq ilahan wahida wa nahnu lahu muslimun. Or were you present when death approached Yaqub alayhi salam, when he said to his sons, what will you worship after me? They said, we will worship God. We will worship your God, the God of your forefathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, the one and only God. And to him we are submissive. So if Allah is saying that you were not present when Yaqub's death approached him, his children were surrounding him. His children, who were 12 in total, and his grandchildren, who went into hundreds, and great-grandchildren, they were all there surrounding him. And he said to them, "Ma ta'buduna min ba'di? Who will you worship after me?" Ma here is bima'na man. Man ta'buduna min ba'di? Yani min ba'di mawti, after my death. Why did Yaqub alayhi salam ask this? Tafsir Khazin states that when Yaqub alayhi salam went to meet Yusuf alayhi salam in Egypt, he saw their idol worship and other types of gods and goddesses. So he was scared, and he asked his children that who will you worship after me? And they all said with one voice that we will worship your God and the God of your forefathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq. Now Ismail was not their father, he was their uncle. But they called him father because in Arab community, a father is, an uncle is also classed as father. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama ammu rajuli sinmu abihi." The uncle of a person is the other branch of his father. In one riwayat, Nasafi narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding Abbas, "Hatha baqiyatu abai." So he was classed as father. And وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, the same God, the one and only true God, to whom we will submit ourselves. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we are also submissive to him. Tafsir Majidi narrates over here from verses of the Bible that Jacob gave three commandments to his children before his death, that they should not worship idols, that they should not blaspheme the name of God, and that they should not let a pagan touch his hearse. So this is mentioned there as well, that Ibrahim, Yaqub alayhi salam did not make wasiyyat of Yahudiyat, he made wasiyyat of Islam. And Islam submitting to the will of Allah is the original religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tafsir Majidi states, the basic cardinal doctrine of Islam is none other than the unity of God, proclaimed and preached by all prophets of old, only restated and reinstated and restored, not originated by the holy prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. So it's the same religion which was from Adam alayhi salam to Muhammadur Rasulullah. The other prophets and their followers were given different names, but they were given the sifat of Islam, but not the name. And we as Ummat-e-Muslima were given the sifat and the name, the attribute and the name. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. Then Allah said, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They are a community who have passed away. To them shall be what they earn, and to you is what you earn, and you shall not be questioned as to what they had been doing. Meaning the previous ummah mentioned above of Ibrahim, Yaqub and their children were all Unitarians, monotheists, believed in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never associated any shirk, and they believed in everything what Allah said and submitted themselves to him. For them are they have passed, and for them are their deeds, for you are your deeds. Meaning, your relating yourself to them will not benefit you if you don't do the good which they used to do. If you follow them in their footsteps and submit, then you will benefit. Otherwise, you will be left behind. One hadith said, "Man batta'a bihi 'amaluhu lam yusri' bihi nasabuhu." If your amal keeps you back, your lineage cannot pull you forward. Nasafi mentioned that the Yahud used to boast over their ancestry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is not going to benefit you. Tafsir al-Majidi states, the Jews presumed too much on their ancestral merit and stood badly in need of a powerful reminder. Their most striking tendency was to fall back upon national privilege as a substitute for real reformation of life. We can see alike from the Gospels and from St. Paul how constantly the Jews had upon their lips, "We have Abraham as our father." Page 88, and this is from the Bible, volume 11, page 606. So upon this we bring our tafsir to a close. We'll read later. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.